And right now, we are going to the next segment, that's training for leading the DG. Now, the last time we covered the area of sharing, and this time around, we want to talk about prayer, okay? This is the new BFA format that we are doing. I'm not sure how many of you are following the format or using the format, but I hope that by end of the year, when you say how many of you are doing that, you will see many hands, okay? Yeah. Now, I just want to bring out the first portion is why is it important for us to pray as a group, right? And we want to hear firstly from the Lord himself, from the book of Luke. It says he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart. What's the meaning of losing heart? Losing heart, maybe they lose heart, they stop praying. You know, they are discouraged. Or maybe they lose heart over their situation, right? Over your circumstances. So it looks like that you either spend time praying or you lose heart. Okay? And if you're given these two, which one would you choose? It's quite obvious, right? Yeah. Now, I just want to show you some quotation. This is from Spurgeon. He said, prayer is the breath of faith. And prayer meetings are the lungs of the church. Okay? Our church, are we breathing well? Is it healthy? Look at the size of our prayer meeting. Right? But of course, our prayer meetings, there's not just the Monday prayer meeting, but when our small group meet in our homes, are we praying? Are we seeking the Lord? Are we kneeling before Him? Okay, another quotation, prayer is worship. Prayer is the breath of the church. Prayer is also worship, right? This is from E.M. Bounds, the apostle of prayer. To give prayer the secondary place is to make God secondary in life's affair. Do you agree with that? Right, and then we have Matthew Henry, who says, though we cannot by our prayers give God any information, yet we must by our prayers give Him honor. How true that is. Right? It's in praying that we are coming to seek Him and acknowledging that He is indeed the Lord who is our wise master and the one who provides everything for us. And A.W. Tozer tells us, our failures in prayer leave the enemies in possession of the field. When I read this, I think of Ukraine. I think of Russia. I think of the artillery shells that they're asking from all the nations around. Right? Prayers are our artillery weapons, right? With that, we soften the ground for the work of God. Otherwise, we will find ourselves on the retreat, all right? Prayer is work. I like this the best, all right? Everything we do in the Christian life is easier than prayer. I used to think that preaching was the hardest work, right? But it tells me that prayers is even harder. I don't know if you agree, but it's hard to pray. Right? Prayer is work. So, we need to give ourselves to this work. And this one I like as well, all right? Spurgeon, right? He says this, right? Sometimes we think that we are too busy to pray. That also is a great mistake. Why? Because praying saves time. God can multiply ability to make use of time. If you give the Lord His due, we shall have enough for all necessary purposes. And in this matter, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Your other engagement will run smoothly if you do not forget your engagement with God. What an encouragement. This is our number one obstacle, right? We always think, I've got no time today. I've got so many things to do. Prayer saves time. Prayer multiplies our time. So, I want to talk about, I hope that encourages you to think about prayer, right? To see how much more we can do in the area of our prayer life. Okay. So I want to talk about praying as a group. Because sometimes, you know, it's difficult to go and run by yourself, right? Go and exercise, but it's easier to do it as a group. Now, if I ask you to spend 10 minutes in prayer, sometimes, you know, you're not accustomed to prayer, it's very long. After a long time, say, 5 minutes only, you know. It's difficult, you know. But when you pray as a group, 10 minutes passes very fast. Right? So we need the group. Pray as a group, alright? Now, I want to tell you the purpose of prayer when the group gathers, okay? When the group gathers, and when the group scatters, okay? When the group is together, there is a purpose, and the purpose is God's agenda. Prayer centers on God's agenda to unite and nurture the group. This is number one, alright? When you come together for prayer, through the working of the Spirit, through the Word that is studied, read, prayed, right? And when we pray, we ask God to open our hearts to Him and to one another. And then when we pray, we seek the unity of the group and recognize his diversity and uses his diversity. Just when you say which one of us are gifted differently, so which one of us, God has given us roles to play in a small group, and prayer helps us to recognize that and seek that. And prayer also for us to seek the direction of the group as a whole and for God's working in the group, right? And also to seek a healthy, balanced growth in our discipleship. You know, we work out those evaluation form, those charts. Those are for you to look at areas that, you know, it's just expose where we are before the Lord so that we can open up one to another and say, hey, I need prayer in this area. I'm working on this area. So those are areas that we can ask God to help us. Right? And finally, prayer engages the presence of God as part of the group's worship. Now, the next LET, I'm going to talk about worship as a group. All right, but prayer belongs actually to worship. But prayer itself deserves a segment by its own. So prayer is a time to seeking the Lord. But then, how about a time when you are apart? Now, prayer has an effect even after we are scattered, after we leave the group meeting. The time is spent praying together, what does it do for us? Okay. It covers our concerns, our responsibilities, our relationship, our ministry in different aspects of our life. And that's provided you share them during the group, and then the group can pray for you. Right? And then you know that the group is praying for you. So you're not alone. Prayer supports our struggle against sin. Right? Prayer supports our obedience to God's call so that we can live out the gospel where He places us. Prayer upholds and binds us together, even when we are scattered. That's powerful, isn't it? Right? Okay. And prayer extends the reach of your group beyond the group. When you're together and when you're scattered, when you're apart, all right? How does it do? It empowers our personal and group weakness. You know, last LET, there was one group I was so encouraged by the group because they went back and Monday, the leader sent me a text and said, hey, we have done the evaluation for our group and this is our weakest area, in the area of reaching out, you know? And then this is what we are going to do for the next 6 months. Our members are going to go out and invite their friends to our church, you know, and leave it to God, leave the result to God. They are going to do that. I say, great, get the group to pray for these friends that you are going to invite. Imagine when your friend comes to church one day and the whole small group knows the person and say, hey, we've been praying for you. That will be a powerful testimony, right? And that will be a great testimony to the working of God in the group. Right? So prayer is important, right? It supports our witness. Prayer extends our concern for God's glory and rule in our world, right, to the problems, the pains in our world today, right, despite the fact that our world is in opposition to Christ. The world needs Christ. So it does that for us. Prayer upholds our next generation. We talk about our next generation, all right? We hear the cry of our Sunday school, the cry of our youth, the cry of our young adults. Prayer is the way we can do something for them, right? And the church at large, the global church, the Singapore church. Prayer safeguards us, right? And by preventing us from just looking inward. So prayer is so important. Your group time, you can see that 10 minutes can do a lot, all right? If you understand what that time is for. Okay? So I hope that helps convince you, right? That 10 minutes given to you for prayer is very important. Use it wisely, use it prayerfully, use it with consideration. And how to encourage your group to pray? Well, allow some time for sharing your requests. Okay? Limit to 2 minutes. You can't give people more than that because his time is short. Encourage members to share not just about others' needs but their own personal needs. This is allow them to open up. Okay? And then the growth areas, right? Encourage them to focus on openness and honesty rather than being spiritual. Okay, because sometimes we are very conscious when we judge for my unspiritual prayer, you know, right? So, focus on what is important. And then, if the group is not accustomed to praying, right, start small, right? Model simple prayer and don't force, right? Let it be voluntary, right? What you can do is you can just go around and say, let's give a one-sentence prayer to thank God. Okay, then you can start the group. Get everybody to pray because it's just one sentence. And thank you, God, for today. Right. So now I leave you to read because a lot of things you can just pick up by reading. All right. Now members who you find that they can't pray very much, encourage them at home, learn to pray a lot, talk to God a lot, right? So that they get used to the habit of doing so. Okay, and also be flexible. Sometimes you may need to stop halfway the group and say, hey, why don't you just spend time to pray? When I talked about it, right, the last time when someone shares a problem, that you feel that the Lord is leading, stop the group. Okay, so the rest I'm going to leave you to read, all right? Ideas, all right? I'm going to give you some ideas. I'm going to let you read because I think they are self-explanatory. They give you reasons. I just want to go all the way down to the bottom and say, remember, spend time praying for your loved ones. And you may want to also think about fasting as a group. But please read up first, all right? And then lay out instructions. If you've got problem, come and look for us and we'll give you some guide. Because some people has got medical problem, they cannot fast. Okay? They fast, they'll get into trouble. Some of them have mental problem as well. You can't fast, their mental problem will come back. Okay? So you need to be careful if you ask the people to fast. But fasting as a group is a good exercise that will strengthen the prayer life of the group. Think about that, alright? Now, what do you pray for? I want to leave you with this, alright? An exercise that you can do with your group. Basically, ask what was Paul's attitude in prayer and the list of things that Paul prayed for by looking at some of these passages, alright? There are other passages you can look at, but these are good exercises. It helps you to understand what are the concerns of the Apostle Paul and the attitude that he brings into prayer. So they can educate the group, right, what this time is for. Okay, that's all I have for you. I think I've given you the verses. What I'm going to do now is that we want to open the time for our Q&A and also for the BFA segment. Okay, I'm going quite fast because this is recorded and then you have all the slides. I think they are self-explanatory. So you can go back and look at it slowly if you find that this is too much information for you. Okay, go back and take it in slowly, read through and you'll give you ideas on what to do as the Lord will give you wisdom. Okay, with that, I'm going to stop and say if there's any questions for this segment, praying. Any questions? Okay. Now, you know your group. Some of your group, you are already veterans, right? So a lot of things will not apply to you. Yes, I mean, you are very comfortable with one another and then you just pray. So it's not an issue. But they will be helpful if you have newcomers, if you have people who are new in your group. When we start evangelizing and people start coming into your group, you know. Yeah, bear in mind these things. Okay?